At 36.2%, South Africa's first quarter unemployment rate has hit a new record high. And by the expanded definition, it sits at over 43%. To bring it home, that means around 7.2 million people were without jobs between January and April. Overall, the economy has shed over a million jobs over the past year. And Lulu Kruchel, who's a chief economist at PwC, joins us now with her analysis of the print that was released today. Thanks so much, Lulu, for your time this evening. So, like I say, we've got the first quarter labor force survey results in, and while the increase may be marginal, it's certainly nothing to scoff at when you're looking at a number, or the number of unemployed people in the country at an all-time high of 32.6%, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we started recording unemployment numbers this way since 2008, and it's the highest that the number has ever been. On the positive side, slightly positive though, is that it is a little bit better than some economists expected it to be actually. But and it's as you said in your intro, marginally higher than what we saw at the end of last year at 32.5%. So you know, if you look at all of that, I suppose there are some positives that we can take from it, but the bad news is that the recovery that we've seen in the South African economy that's really started to pick up steam towards the end of last year seemed to have lost some of its momentum, specifically if you look at the unemployment numbers. And, you know, what we've also seen is that there's this almost decoupling between the GDP recovery and the unemployment numbers, where the GDP is actually recovering faster and at a much higher rate or speed than the employment in the economy.
Absolutely. What's frightening as well is that you've got a number that alludes to the fact that we're unlikely to see any stellar recovery anytime soon, because the number of discouraged work seekers increased by 6.9% by 201,000. And that shows just how many people have simply given up.
Yeah, and that number is always one that we watch very carefully, because, you know, large movements and changes in that number tells you a lot about the labor market. So unfortunately, in the narrow definition or the official definition, you know, the 32.6%, we don't include those people as being part of the unemployed. And, you know, if I'm a South African and I've been looking for a job for months or even years, if you look at transport costs, if you look at the job seeking costs, all of that is involved in that, and also now the lockdowns in the economy that we've seen, unfortunately, as you said, more than 200,000 people that said, well, more than, you know, that I've given up looking for a job. And if you actually add that number, that is when we get to that broad definition, which is well over 40%. And, you know, it's even worse if you start to delve into that for the younger part of the population, where there's basically a 25% chance for you to get a job if you are looking for a job and if you're younger than 24 years old.
Yeah. And something that you touched on, Lulu, right at the top, is the fact that we've got growth growing at a faster pace than we're seeing employment grow at. Part of the problem as well is that employment growth lags growth of the workforce. I picked up a stat today highlighting that between 2001 and 2019, the workforce, the economically active population, grew by 39%, and that absorption rate is just not there. Where do you see the problem sitting? A lot of people pointing to the fact that we don't have education and skills training programs that are properly aligned to what the economy needs right now.
That is, in my opinion, probably the second biggest issue that we're sitting with at the moment. The biggest issue for the economy, in my opinion, is the lack of electricity and electricity supply. You know, that is keeping people from investing, that is keeping companies from actually expanding their production facilities. But, you know, if we can fix that, we can add about 1.5 percentage points to economic growth. And right after that, you know, is our skills problem. That's another 1 percentage point. So if you say that we can grow at about 1.5% at the moment, if you add fixing our electricity, we're moving to 3%. If we add the right skills, we're moving to a 4% growth rate. So that makes a massive difference. The challenge, I suppose, with skills is that it's a long game. If you look at a certain part, specifically education, if you look at a certain part of the population. And I don't want to say that we've missed the bus there, but we will have to work really, really hard to catch up for those people that is now kind of moving into the labor market, you know, that is just finishing matric or is just finishing any tertiary education that they might have. So for me, you know, we need to fix the Eskom issue or the electricity issue right now. But, you know, concurrently with that, probably the biggest gift that we can give to the economy is make sure that we have the right skills to respond to the fourth industrial revolution and technological changes, etc.
Lulu, what about cutting back on sheer red tape that seems to be, you know, restraining things or constraining things very much? We've had a call from the Langeberg Unemployed Forum saying that they've asked Parliament to create a job seekers exemption certificate in the law that they can apply for that will exempt the unemployed from labour laws. It will give the unemployed the freedom to contract with any employer of their choice on their terms if they accept it. How much of a viable solution is that?
Absolutely. If you look at the legislation in itself, you know, it is developed to actually protect employees, protect employers. But the challenge that we're sitting with in South Africa is that it's getting really difficult for people to interpret that, specifically if you're looking at small to medium-sized enterprises. And it's taking so much of their time that they just say, listen, I'm not prepared to do that. So I'd rather stay without those skills. And if we look at an economy like the US, for example, you know, when COVID started, those job numbers and job loss numbers that we got from there was eye-watering, you know. Yeah. But the turnaround that we've seen has just been as eye-watering, and it's simply because their labor market is flexible. So the moment that you're in a position to employ somebody, that you can do that. And there's a lot of South African businesses that at the moment is saying, I'm uncertain where the economy is going, so I'd rather not take that chance. And we've actually seen that relationship between employment and GDP worsen over COVID. You know, in the past it was 0.9% for every 1% change in GDP, and now we're down to 0.7%. So it's actually gotten worse over the last year.
Well, let's leave it there, Lulu. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, PwC's chief economist, Lulu Krugel.